The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond. The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With ultra-fast speeds, you can share, stream and play on all of your devices.
26 minutes past nine. Breena Casey, good morning to you, Breena.
Morning, how are you?
Very well, thank you. You're with the education team at the National Gallery. Beautiful building, beautiful place in Dublin town.
Yep, that's right.
Now, you want people to come along this weekend to do what?
To do what? Well, this weekend we have a really lovely event, I think, that will hopefully appeal to lots of people, especially families. And it is an intergenerational event on family photos. It's coinciding with our current exhibition, which is Moment in Time, which is photos from the Bank of America collection of iconic photos really through the last 180 years. But as we were thinking about that exhibition, we were really thinking about how people relate to photos and how everybody has a family photo album and how precious and kind of meaningful they can be. And in the gallery's archive and our collections here, we have a huge wealth of that sort of material from some of our archives, like from the Jack B. Yates archive and the Dennis Mahan archive. So this event on Saturday and on Sunday is an opportunity to drop into the gallery, have a chat with some of the staff here and see some of that archive material on display, learn some of the kind of stories about it and really just get a sense of what's available.
And what constitutes a family portrait in the old days and nowadays?
I don't think it's changed that much, really, in a lot of ways. And that's what's so fascinating in a way about some of this archival material is that there will be the more formal kind of studio style portraits like that we have now of headshots. But what's really nice about some of the stuff that we have in the archive, like with the Yates archive, is that you also just have, you know, photos, personal family photo albums with Jack B. Yates' dog, Hooligan, you know, with photos from people sitting in coffee houses. The process that we use to take photos has changed. So we've moved much more from analog to a digital kind of system, but the content and the meaning of what we're doing in documenting and taking these photos is really very similar. So even though those photos of Jack B. Yates, it's from a life that was lived, you know, almost a century ago, it's still so similar to kind of how we use photography today and how we take family photos today.
Of course. I'm delighted that Jack B. Yates' dog was called Hooligan. That's a great name.
That's a good
name.
One.
Yeah, it's a wonderful name for a dog.
Yeah.
Definitely. You want people to bring photos along. I mean, what's so interesting about photographs? When I was a kid, photographs were, there was a photograph drawer. There was just one drawer somewhere in the house and they were
sure.
all shoved in there. And I still have a drawer with photographs, but mostly now they're buried away in phones, countless thousands of them in per phone. And I'm not sure what the point of it is anymore in terms of that density, that level of photographs. I think the value of a lovely photo has been reduced a little bit.
I mean, there's definitely value in, I think, in having them. And I think one of the things that this event will kind of show as well is the value of the material object and how kind of precious that can be. A photograph is a very kind of complex structure in terms of what it's actually constituted, especially some of these older works. So this is an opportunity, I think, to really to kind of engage with that material object as well, because it is so precious.
Okay, and so people come in tomorrow with their phone?
They can come in
tomorrow, say Saturday.
They can come in Saturday and Sunday between 12 and 3. They can come in with their photos on their phone, but also if anyone has, you know, if they want to pull out that box that you described that maybe has photos of their grandparents and of aunts and uncles and things like that, I think it could be a really nice process to even just compare some of those photos of their aunts and uncles, grandparents, grannies, to these photos that still exist in our archives. You know, one of the really rich archives we have is of the Sir Dennis Mahan collection, which is, he was a collector to his bone, and just prior to his passing 10 years ago, he presented his entire personal library to the gallery. And that archive has so much stuff. It's still in the process of being catalogued, but there's a huge number of family photographs and portraits in that. And in that, you know, you have photos from, there's a a family Christmas card from the 1920s that he kept from his cousins. That Christmas card is a family photo of them with their family dog, in the same way that, you know, you'll now receive Christmas cards with people's family photos on them. And then, you know, even just down to photos of him on holidays with his mum and niece, or with his cousins feeding the pigeons in St. Mark's Square in 1925. So it would just, I think, might be really interesting for people just to see the kind of the thread and how similar, even though the process has changed so much, but how similarly we use photographs nowadays.
Okay, and it's free, which is good news too for everybody. No,
absolutely,
no charge.
It's free. The gallery is always free, open 7 days a week. So,
sounds good. Breena, thank you for your time today. Good luck with that this weekend.
Not at all.
Nice
thanks
to
so
talk
much.
To you.
Bye
Breena
bye.
Casey from the National Gallery of Ireland. Between 12 and 3, incidentally, just, you know, time-wise, this Saturday and Sunday in Inigo. And you know what? Even if you don't want to be looking at photographs or anything else in at all, just get inside that beautiful building, and you will be overawed by what's there for, you know, in our on our doorstep, in a manner of speaking, and as I say, all for free. So that's lovely.